Where am I?
Hello.
Oh, shit!
Have you regained consciousness?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay, good.
Am I dead? Is this hell?
No. It's just, I asked because this isn't the first time you've opened your eyes and said made noises.
Are you a doctor?
Oh, no, far from.
Doc, what's going on with me?
No, I already told you. I'm not a doctor.
Well, then why am I in this bed?
What?
Why am I in this bed?
It's not comfortable.
It's really comfortable.
Good.
It's a really comfy bed.
Are these seats to your liking?
I mean, they look nice. They're like kind of vintage 1970s chairs. They're like cool.
And the pillows, do you care?
I like the pillow. I like the pillow where you rub the sequins and you can see Danny DeVito's face. I like those. And he's like kind of halfway there right now.
And these nude women, do you care for these women?
I'm fine with the nude women hanging out. But I, you know, I still don't really understand the nature of where I'm at. I feel like I'm in purgatory. Like, I might be in
purgatory. What is it? Do you believe Dante's Inferno is real?
I gotta get out of here, dude.
What?
I gotta go.
No, you cannot leave.
I'm just going to start to go.
Well, I think you will find that there is no exit. So.
I see a hallway, so I'm going to...
Hallway to where? Go ahead. Explore the hallway, fine gentlemen.
All right, I'll explore the hallway. Nice paintings, ladies. So nice to see you. That's an interesting painting. Wait, where's the...
Hello again.
What the hell?
That's right.
I'm back here.
That's correct.
I'm back to my room.
That's correct.
Is this some kind of prank? What the heck is going on?
No, that would be one hell of a prank, if I do say so myself.
I was kind of hoping it was a prank.
Bending spatial reality to...
What?
Somehow trick you. No, of course not.
Spatial reality, huh?
What?
You're bending my spatial reality.
No, I'm not really doing anything. I'm here.
Who are you? Who the hell, are you?
My name... cannot be spoken by mere man.
Okay.
So, in place of it, I mean, you can call me Jeff.
I have a cousin, Jeff.
You can pronounce this word correctly, Jeff.
Jeff, okay, but wait a minute.
Jeff.
Jeff, like a gif? I'm sorry, are you one of those
Excuse
Jeff?
Me?
You're one of those Jeff people?
What is a graphic image?
How so about,
I guess GIF, then graphic.
How about the word girl?
Girl.
G-I. It's not girl.
I have no use for this word.
Your name is Jeff. You must have gotten this before.
My name is not Jeff.
Like, what is your name,
look,
then?
I said my name
cannot hear it.
Be pronounced in human tongues.
Then why don't you do it? You ain't fucking human.
What?
Right? There's no way you're human.
What do you mean?
You look like a human.
Isn't that obvious? Oh, good, I do.
But
okay, good. Thank
but
God.
Like you're kind of in like
Jesus.
Hey, okay, hold on. You're kind of in this uncanny valley area, like the Polar Express
oh, God,
vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Like my skin is too smooth.
Like there's just something like a
like
little too perfect about
like
you.
Like I look like those.
That's why I thought it was hell.
Like
I thought you were the devil. Yeah. Ironically, yes, that's exactly right. You look so smooth on the TV. I want to give you money.
Oh.
No, I'm just going with it.
Okay. No,
I want to hear the name.
Okay, what would make it better? Like pause? Wider
pause?
Wider pores?
Yeah.
On my skin, maybe.
I would, try
hair.
I would have a little, like, humble hair loss.
Humble hair loss.
like a little bit of like your hairline's going out, it's thinning, just a touch, but it's still like a nice head of hair.
I mean, I think if my hair was thinning, I'd be one of those guys that wears a hat.
Oh, that guy, huh?
Well, I guess I attach a lot of pride in my hair.
Yeah, it's nice, but
I keep the hair no matter what form I take.
No more games, just human form. What the hell are you? Let me see.
Like my natural, normal state.
Your natural form. Oh, no, my God! Go back! Let go of me!
Okay, all right, sorry. You got caught.
I got caught in the goo.
Caught in the goo. My apologies.
All right, what the hell was that? That giant, sexy blob? Just blob. Wait,
what? No, what?
Nothing.
Well, no, please. You thought I was sexy? Is this what you thought when you looked at my natural state that I'm sexy?
You are so beautiful naturally.
What? No one's ever reacted this way.
You should embrace your natural beauty.
Well, to be honest, I almost never show anyone.
Yeah, I know.
Natural form, I appear as a human or a shark or an antelope.
I know that I just threw up, but you are beautiful just the way you are.
And so is your vomit.
What?
Your vomit, it's beautiful. It's all fluids.
It's like, mostly water.
Oh.
I don't know. It doesn't look that beautiful to me.
Well, I find it to be beautiful.
Well, I mean, I guess
you asked me where you are and
who the fuck you are.
And you've touched. Well, I can't really tell you who you are in any way that you'll be able to understand.
All right.
But I can answer the other question.
Well, let's hear it. All right, because I'm confused and scared.
When you said purgatory, it's close, but like, I feel like that's kind of too specific almost.
Oh, no.
You are in a state of like metaphysical limbo.
I'm so good at limbo.
But it's not an afterlife situation. You're not dead.
What do you mean? Am I in a coma?
No.
Am I tripping on DMT?
No, it's nothing like that. No. You would know if you're tripping on DMT.
Why?
Well, you would have smoked DMT.
Yeah, but I'd be mid-trip.
Did you smoke DMT?
No.
Then you're not tripping on DMT. It's that simple. And there's not going to be any.
I mean,
DMT.
But there's a chance that I forgot. You know these drugs these days.
No. It's not like that at all. Look, you've been spiritually traded.
What?
Your spirit resided on Earth in Northern Oregon, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Salem.
Right. Yeah, Salem, Oregon. Okay, well, the person that owns all the spirits in that region recently traded them.
What do you mean?
Well, they had quite a bit of debt. And they lost a game of chance, and now those spirits have become the property of an entity in a distant realm.
What was that?
I was just getting a notification.
God damn it, you guys still have those things down here?
Well, we have other things. They just make similar noises and do serve similar purposes.
What's yours called? Is it Apple? Is it an iPhone?
But I don't even know. No, that's ridiculous.
Oh, okay. What's yours called?
We just call it the mechanism.
Nice. Yes. Okay. That's cool. That's cooler than the iPhone.
Yes, we use it to communicate with each other. Send each other little photographs.
That's cool.
And sometimes little things of understanding that make us chuckle.
I know. Look, dude. I know I did some things wrong in my life. All right?
Okay. No. You misunderstand. Once again, you're back to this purgatory thing. That's not the situation.
Oh, that's right.
This is beyond your control.
I was traded.
You were traded.
Your
body is still in Oregon. Probably having a seizure.
Oh, God, that's so embarrassing.
Yes, yes, yes. This is all happening in your... I'm visiting you in your unconscious mind and transporting you.
Okay, I'm starting to see. Transporting
you to another place.
Another planet?
Well, it's not really in our realm of thinking and experience. It's a different... It's a parallel timeline in reality.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'm rich in this one?
Well, maybe... An approximation of you is rich.
What do you mean?
Well, you have nothing. You're being sold.
Yeah, I deserve better than this. This is bullshit.
But there could be... Well, I mean... what do you want from me?
I want to go back to my body. I liked my life. I have to go back.
I mean, you could talk to your owner.
Wait, I'm starting to remember.
What?
My life. Oh. I was cutting that ribbon. Yeah. That ribbon cutting ceremony. Mm. And that's right. We just opened a new adoption center for all the lost puppies and kittens in Salem.
Okay.
And you're telling me I'm having a seizure in the biggest moment of my whole life?
Oh, you're there right now?
I think that's where I left off.
Oh, that explains all those little creatures.
What do you mean?
Well, your body was, when you were having the seizure and I was pulling your soul out of your body, there was all these tiny, tiny little furry creatures coming up and licking your face and rubbing themselves on you and cuddling with you while you were, shaking and...
Convulsing, yes. Yeah. Ugh, my babies, they're always there for me. Aren't they so cute? Mm? Aren't they so cute?
They have large eyes.
They sure do.
Their souls are very puny.
How can you say that? How can you say that about my Rumples and my Bing Bing and my...
puny souls.
What? How can you say that about Jester?
It was like eating half a peanut.
What? You eat souls?
Well, I mean, when they let me. I can't eat human souls.
Okay. Phew. That's great. Is that why you're so fat and disgusting?
Fuck?
I mean... Why, you're so naturally beautiful?
What the fuck? No, I've really let myself go.
Well, you're just like a blob.
All right, that's a little bit much, okay? You know, I'd be a lot more offended if it wasn't the first time someone said this to me, but... Look, I mean, you're right. I let myself go. Blob is a bit much. That's hurtful.
All right.
I mean, you're no, you know, what's the word? Adonis.
Excuse me?
Oh, you're right. I'm flexing my knowledge to make up for the insecurity about my body.
Let me ask you something. Is this like a government job for you? What is this?
I mean, yeah, kind of. It does kind of ultimately work like that.
Like, do you have a home?
Of course I have a home.
What's your home like?
Well, I have I got a wife, kids. Kids are in school.
You got little ones. How old?
In human years? Or yeah. my own?
I'll take your own, actually.
Well, the planet I'm from has two suns, and it orbits them in a figure eight pattern.
It takes
about 12 of your human years
epic.
For us to do one single figure eight revolution around the two suns. And my children have completed 6 and 12 revolutions, respectively.
Very, very cute. That's sweet. 6 and 12. Well, actually, I guess a 72-year-old. And 144.
No, but they age. It is similar in the sense of development per revolution. Ah. We develop slow. We develop slow, is what I'm saying.
Look,
they are young. They're still in school. They're not like a 72-year-old person. They're not close to death.
Oh, okay, so they're like, they're cute and small still.
Yes, they're very cute. Do you... Would you...
Yeah, I'll look at some pictures.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
All right. We can take pictures with these little mechanisms.
Yeah, I know. Totally. You just hit that button. Yeah, you hit that button right there. Yeah.
Don't tell me how to use my mechanism, okay?
You just hit that button. And then
no, that's actually not the right button. It's this other button.
Oh, yeah.
See? Whoa, shows what you know about mechanisms.
All right, okay, that's a cutie. Oh, my.
Your vomit is so beautiful.
I'm glad you're honored
I take it as a high compliment.
This is like one of those things that's so gross that I can't look away.
Mm.
Yeah, wonderful children. All right, I'm good.
I appreciate that when you look at my children, your body ejaculates fluid.
I wouldn't call it ejaculating, but...
So yes, that's my daughter. Let me show you.
Oh, God.
This is my son here. He's playing an athletic competition with his friends.
Oh, why are they doing that to each other?
That's the athletic competition.
Why are they just smooshed together? Is it like wrestling?
It's sort of like what you call wrestling, except whoever absorbs their opponent's entire form first wins the match.
Oh, that was awful.
It's a sport of the highest honor.
Okay.
Do you have children?
Yeah, I had 15.
You have 15 children back in Oregon.
Beautiful children in Oregon. One big family.
Really?
Yep. All from my loving wife, Fantasia.
Fantasia. Okay.
The most amazing woman.
Mommy, where's Daddy? Mommy, where's Bob?
Anesthesia, come sit.
Okay. What's going on?
Your dad.
Yeah.
His soul has been traded.
What do you mean? How do you know that? I thought he was just going to cut a ribbon at a ceremony with the doggies and the kitty catties.
Honey.
What do you mean his soul has been traded? Did you get a
letter? Daddy is in a perpetual seizure.
A perpetual seizure? Is he in the hospital, Mommy?
Yeah, but he's kind of just in, like, yeah, he is.
Thank God he has health insurance.
Yeah, I guess. Who's telling you about
this? He does, right?
Yes, of course.
He does, right, Mommy?
Yes, honey.
Okay, good.
So he, I got a letter in the mail.
Okay.
And it was written in very large, disgusting
writing. Wait a minute, Mommy.
What?
I just need to ask you something. It's real important.
Yes, honey. Anything.
Do you have long-term disability insurance?
Well, no, because we didn't really think that was something we would.
But Mom, it's important, and now what if he's in this for a long time? It could be long-term disability. You might need long-term disability insurance.
Well, according to this note, it seems like your father's not going to be coming out of this.
So it is long-term. Do you have short-term disability insurance?
It's long-term and short-term at the same time, honey.
Do you have short-term disability insurance even? Do you even say it? I mean, it'll run out after 6 weeks, but do you have short-term disability insurance?
Honey, we have
what?
A $9,000 deductible.
Okay. Well, a high deductible is really not a bad thing. You kind of actually want a high deductible because that's money you might be spending rather than money you're guaranteed to be spending on say, a premium.
Yeah, that was our exact thought. You're really good at this, honey.
Oh, thank you. But, Mom, do you have short-term disability insurance?
No, honey, I don't, okay?
So what are we going to do? Are we going to be destitute?
No. Do you know that we're very
wealthy? Do you need me to start selling myself on the street?
No, honey. Anastasia, absolutely not.
I'll do it for the family.
Absolutely not.
If you need me to, I'll
honey,
do it.
Here, take this $100 bill.
Oh, wow.
Go to the mall.
Okay. Wait a minute. Mommy, did you want me to spend this $100 bill on drugs and start a drug habit, a debilitating drug habit?
No, I want you to go buy Auntie Anne's pretzels and eat those with your friends.
Oh. Okay, Mommy, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
We have arrived.
Back in my body?
No.
Where?
You're not going back to your body.
Well, then where are we?
Well, it's my customer. Your purchaser.
Okay.
I would like to introduce to Flipsin Floibsins.
Oh, this will be really good.
Hello. Hey there.